traffic jams are aggravating, but eventually most of us can navigate to get where we want to go. That's not the case on the nation's rails. Freight congestion has left some shippers months behind in moving products to customers. The delays are especially bad in the northern plains states, where thousands of rail cars full of crude oil crowd the tracks. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Federal Surface Transportation Board hearing in a modest hotel conference room in Fargo, North Dakota last week began as many of these things too often do. After those audio problems were quickly resolved, the message from many in attendance came through loud and clear. The railroads are way behind in picking up and delivering perishable goods to market.
The crisis for the Midwest farmer continues.
Ryan Shanalik is a fifth-generation farmer in North Dakota.
We have growers in our communities that have corn and wheat contracts for March 2014 delivery that are still sitting in their bins. Yes, product that is 5 months behind in shipping due to lack of rail service.
Not only is that a big problem when you're counting on delivering those grains to pay your bills, but growers are also facing a huge storage crunch because this fall's harvest is about to begin. Lance Peterson is a corn, wheat, and soybean farmer in Underwood, Minnesota.
But some of that is because the farmers are in a very difficult position of having their bins still full of last year's crops and having to figure out how to deal with this year's harvest and wanting to avoid piling it on the ground.
The problem is multifaceted. In some cases, the shippers are waiting for rail cars. Sometimes they're waiting for train crews. And sometimes even full trains can't move because there are so many trains ahead of it. Whatever the reason, Peterson says the failure of the railroads to deliver trains is costing him real money, at least $600,000 so far in both lost product and higher costs.
You take that times the thousands of producers in the upper Midwest, and we reach that very sizable figure in the hundreds of millions of dollars, which is a staggering sum of money. It impacts not only the farmer, but the farm community, and indeed Main Street.
Just about everything that rides the rails is facing lengthy delays these days, even people. I'm standing in the Great Hall in Chicago's Union Station, where a handful of people sit on benches and wait and wait and wait some more for Amtrak trains that are delayed.
Throughout the network, we are seeing very significant delays to passenger trains.
Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri.
Whether it's in the Midwest, the East, the South, or the Far West, wherever we're sharing these tracks with freight trains, our trains are very often delayed.
The situation is so bad that Amtrak has filed a formal complaint with the Surface Transportation Board because under federal law, passenger trains are supposed to be given preference over the movement of freight. Some question whether the railroads are giving preferential treatment to those shipping crude oil from the Bakken region of North Dakota. But can the Surface Transportation Board do much about it? Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota doesn't think so.
It's incredibly expensive, incredibly time-consuming, incredibly complicated, and difficult process.
Thune is sponsoring a bill with Democrat Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia to strengthen the STB's investigative authority and streamline its processes. The two lead the Senate Commerce Committee, which held a hearing late this afternoon on the chronic railroad delays. Among those testifying, the CEO of the Association of American Railroads, who says freight volume of all goods is nearing record levels. But he says the industry is investing billions to add rail cars, hire more crews, and improve their infrastructure in an effort to reduce freight train congestion. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.